And joining us now is Braden Bills. He is with a company called Solar Vita.
Yep.
Braden, thanks for being here.
You bet.
Happy to have you on the show. So making solar power easy.
Exactly.
What is that?
You know, that's our mission, is just making solar power as easy to use as a wall outlet in your home. I mean, everyone has one. They know how to use it. We want to make it so simple. You just plug in and you're done.
Okay. And how do you go about doing this?
So we go about doing it, you know, we just take a generic solar panel. They've become a commodity now. The prices have dropped significantly. And the solar panel itself is pretty dumb. But we're making it smart, but we're adding our microinverter technology to that, which converts the variable DC solar power, and it inverts it to the 120 volts, 60 hertz, the same that you get from your wall outlet. So you can directly plug in, and we give it some smarts where, you know, if you're just camping, maybe you just need one solar panel. You're going to the beach, you just need one. But if you have a larger RV, maybe you need 10. And we figure everyone can plug in two extension cords into each other. So that's how we're kind of designing our solar panels, where you just plug in multiple cords and it just syncs up, and you can kind of grow and scale your solar based on your exact needs.
How big are the panels? I'm thinking big,
yeah,
but no?
Yeah, smaller. Maybe 2 by 3 feet is kind of a good rule of thumb. So, you know, that's...
Thickness, weight? I can put it in my bag?
10 pounds. Not put it in your bag, but you can definitely carry it. It's definitely portable. Put it in your trunk, put it in your camper, take it with you, and power what you need.
Not really putting it in your backpack if you're going for a hike.
China's got that covered, so I don't want to compete there. So my market is kind of the in-between, the backpack that you're alluding to, and the rooftop. So everything in between, you know, whether it's for your RV, camping, hunting, fishing, even just having a few in your home. You know, Sioux Falls residents, I think 1,000 of them lost power this last week with the rain. So if that's you and you absolutely need power, we want to be part of that solution to make sure you always have power when the grid goes down.
Okay. And so where are you at in your business model?
So
startup, I guess?
Yeah, startup, and Zeal Accelerator is going to be a big part of our launch. But, you know, I've been in solar for maybe 10 years, and this is the evolution of, you know, I get told all the time, I want to go solar, I want that energy freedom, but it's just too hard. You know, people don't want to become a part-time engineer to figure out solar. They don't want to do all the math, all the calculations, figure out the voltage, the current, and, you know, people's brains go off when they think about it. So we just want to make it easy and accessible. And so Solar Vita as a company has been, you know, registered for LLC last weekend. But it's just kind of that evolution of the idea and just making it easy. It's been a work in progress, a lot of lessons learned over the years.
And do you have a prototype?
We have a prototype, just kind of using off-the-shelf parts that we can wire together. And now the next step is to work with some engineering service firms to design, kind of give it the brains, give it the smarts that it needs to make it easy. Right now we have our prototype, I'm calling it dumb. It can't sync, and you can't, it's not modular. So it doesn't grow with you. It's just kind of a standalone unit. So that's kind of the goal of the Zeal Accelerator, is to get that designed, determine how much funding I need to design it and get some production going. And so that's my marching orders for the next couple months.
Okay. And your background is in engineering?
Yeah, I have electrical engineering background. And like I said, I've been in solar for 10 years, variety of roles, from the research to installing projects for hospitals and mines and even consumer products. So I've seen a little bit of everything, and kind of, I think it's that combination of experience, which is why I'm excited to launch Solar Vita and apply those lessons learned.
So the big panels are covered, the little portable, put it on your backpack and charge your phone.
Yep.
That's covered, and this is the middle ground that is
still a need. And yeah, it's that middle ground is kind of a hybrid, it seems like. You take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you kind of piece it together, and it's just not quite right. It works, and there's definitely a lot of components and companies out there, but just making the solar part super, you know, drop dead simple, that's a need, and you know, I hear it over and over. I don't want to figure this out. How do I do it? Help me. It's like, right. Well, and SolarVita's mission is to help those people.
Okay. Braden, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on. We look forward to following your progress.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you so much.